A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Down the blind, Andrew Johnson. Inside for Elba. Elba will score! Elba will score! Newcastle has won!
Hey guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. We're going to give our draft review from the weekend, and we've taken another L. Last week, the loss I took, I was pretty happy with my team and everything. This week, a little bit more disappointing if I'm honest with you, and a few things have gone against me as well. So far from ideal this week. It is still early days. I'm still very confident in the side that I've got, but I am in a worse spot this week than I was last week. We have to be honest. As I get later in the year and I start to do well, I'll be crowing and carrying on like a dickhead. So when we are struggling, we need to wear it on the chin. We need to take our licks. But let's go through our round two draft game. We only scored 642 this week, which is pretty disappointing. We had a couple of guys that really underperformed. We had a couple of sin bins. We had a shit captain choice. So I still think there's a lot of positives to come. I made a couple of poor decisions as well. It's always hard at the start of the season, especially with the team I've got, to pick and choose who's the right guys to play each week. And in hindsight, made a couple of wrong calls. But we'll talk about all those. So let's start off at the very first game of the week. I took on one of my groomsmen in this game, Jem, who's helped us out a lot in the podcast, in the studio and whatnot with our lighting. So shout out to Jem and fuck you for knocking me over this week. But Jeremy, he scored 736. I got 642. So a pretty big drumming at the end of the day. Let's start the very first game, the Broncos and the Rabbitohs. I didn't have anyone in this game. He only had one player, Payne Haas, who he scored 63 in this game. And I thought, you know what? Payne Haas is one of his top three picks. If I can get away with a 63, I'll be more than happy with that. So 63, that was good. He also used his VC on him, which I thought, okay, I'm happy to see a VC flushed on a 63. That's all good. The next game, we had the Bulldogs up against the Cronulla Sharks. This one did not go to plan for me. Hutcho did sweet FA, got his 30, which, as I've said, if that's what my halfback's going to score, I can wear that as long as the rest of my team's doing well. When your halfback scores 30, though, and the rest of your team doesn't do well, that's when it starts to really take a toll. So Hutcho did nothing in that game, really didn't help me. 30 points. The big kick in the dick, though, was Britton Nicotera in this game. Got sin-binned, missed 10 minutes on the field, minus 10 points, scored only 25. And look, even if he stayed on the field and got those 10 points back, he was looking at sub 50 score. So pretty disappointing from Britton Nicotera. Just got no attacking stats whatsoever, essentially. So I'll be looking for a bounce back from him when he gets back. But he also got suspended for 2 weeks. So I've lost him for 2 weeks. I've lost a few guys for a few weeks. So I think it's going to be a very, very grim and slow start to this draft season. We're going to have to pick up pace later in the season. But Britton Nicotera, 25 and a 2 week suspension. Far from ideal. Very, very disappointing. In that game, Jeremy, he had Blake Taff, who's had an absolute shocker to start the season. To his credit, did pretty well in this game, scored 49. So Blake Taff pretty much outscored or equaled the scores of Hutcho and Britton Nicotera put together. So that was a very, very disappointing start. This is when I started to think, ooh, I might be in a little bit of curry here. Little did I know what was to come. Morgan Smithies, he was my next player in the Raiders-Tigers game. Played the full 80, thought he'd score a little bit more than 49, but you'll take that where I drafted him. The big disappointment in that game was Bud Sullivan. I thought during the week, how good's this? Bud Sullivan, he's won the halfback spot. He's been given an opportunity to show what he can do. And Bud Sullivan, he just didn't take it with two hands. I was very, very disappointed with his performance. And personally, if I was Benji Marshall, I would definitely be starting Aiden DeCesar next week. It's a frustrating thing with Bud Sullivan. So much ability, but just did not take his opportunity there. And honestly, Aiden DeCesar came on the field, gave away penalties, made mistakes, but he looked keen. He looked like he wanted to win that game of football. Bud Sullivan, if I'm calling a spade, he didn't look like that. So very, very disappointing. He's a dual position, halfback 5'8". Would have been really nice to see Bud Sullivan hit the ground running. Hopefully Benji gives him another opportunity, and that was just the wake-up call he needed. But yeah, very nervous about him, which makes my half spot very, very interesting. He scored 21, so that sucked. On the other side of the field, Jeremy didn't have anyone from that game, I believe. He did too. He had Stafford Toa, who, of course, didn't do too well himself. It was pretty disappointing. Sorry, I completely skipped the Penrith and Parramatta game the night before, and this is where the daggers came. He had Sean Lane, who scored 62. Granted, it was with a try, so I probably got away with it there, but Sean Lane, 62. Will Pensini put up a 50. But the big middle finger to me was Isaac Tungo, 145 Supercoach points. In a draft comp like ours, when you've got a player that scores that many points, you're always pretty likely to win that game. It's essentially like having three players in one. So Isaac Tungo, that was, from that point on, I sort of thought, ooh, I'm in some serious trouble here. My guys were disappointing. He scored 145 with one player, and then all these other guys in that game went 50-plus. So you're looking at like a 300-point game there with three players, which is devastating. So once that happened, I thought, Jesus, I'm going to need a huge performance by Drinky and the Cowboys to get over in this game. He then had Jamal Fogarty for 52 in the Raiders game, and Stafford Toa, who got injured, only scored 13. So that was a little advantage that I got, but it obviously wasn't enough at the end of the weekend. My Cowboys and Knights then hit the road. My God, this is an interesting game. I had Kyle Felt, Ruben Cotter, Reece Robson, Scott Drinkwater, Greg Marshall, and Kai Pierce-Paul. Look, I was reasonably happy with the score. I mean, Kyle Felt, 74, scored a try, but he's going to score tries. Kyle Felt was happy with that performance. Ruben Cotter, 70, essentially in base. You fucking love to see that. Loving the look of Ruben Cotter at the moment. Reece Robson, 63, always happy with that. He'll pick up a couple of attacking stats. Scotty Drinkwater, 62. I haven't been happy with Drinky so far, but I like the way the Cowboys are looking. I like the way they're attacking, and I think there are some big, big scores incoming for Drinkwater. With a couple of injuries to Greg Marshall and to Britt Nicker over the next few weeks, I am going to need a few big scores from Drinky. I'm going to need him to go 100-plus over the next few weeks, so fingers crossed he can. Marshall, 46 with a try. Very disappointing. He did score that try off a kick, and the Knights were just out of sorts, weren't they? We're now hearing that he's got a hand injury, so maybe that impacted his scores a little bit. Maybe he wasn't as involved because of that. But yeah, Marshall, hopefully we see him back over the next few weeks, but I am a little bit nervous about him. Kai Pierce-Paul, I'm hoping he did enough to lock down that spot. Kempe thought that he did. I wasn't as convinced. I still think they'll go Dylan Lucas, but it would be nice if we could win Kai Pierce-Paul out there. But I think he showed enough pedigree that he will be there eventually. So not happy with the scores, but happy with the sort of outcome of the game and their scores, except for the Greg Marshall injury. That was disappointing. In that same game, Jeremy had Caelan Ponga as his captain, who only scored 45. So I did get a break there as well, thank God, but it obviously wasn't enough. The next game, we had the Warriors and the Melbourne Storm. By this point, I just needed an extra front row forward. I knew I wasn't going to take my VC score, so I just had to get the best front row forward that was available in the waivers, which was pretty grim. Ended up going Kamikamitha, only scored 36, got what I deserved there. Jeremy had Adam Fanua-Blake, who only scored 50 in this, so we'll take that. He also had Josh King, who scored 41. So King and Kamikamitha kind of evened each other out. By this point, though, I was in all sorts. I was going to need a huge captain score. I had two options, Ben Trbojevic or Zach Lomax. Ended up going Zach Lomax, just hoping the Dragons put on a good performance and he could score a few tries. He obviously didn't, which was disappointing. But yeah, the Sunday games, Jem had Lachlan Croker, who scored a try. That fucking sucked. And he had Jake Avarillo, who scored a try as well, 63. Kyle Flanagan was quiet with a 21. I had Burbo, who scored a disappointing 33. Played the 80, though, which is good to see. FC. Apparently, Josh Schuster was pretty disappointing in reserve grade, so we'll take that. And Zach Lomax, only 44, but I think that is his absolute floor, so we'll take that. Look, a disappointing week in Supercoach draft for me. Not only did I lose, I lost Britton Nikita for 2 weeks. I've lost Greg Marshall for a few weeks, which was disappointing. So it is going to be a tough few weeks. As I said, I'm going to have to hit some big captain scores to get some wins back. Corey Oates did not play. We're waiting for an injury to give him an opportunity. On my bench, I didn't play Josh Curran, who scored 76. So if I would have played him, I still wouldn't have won, but I might have got a little bit closer. Easy in hindsight, but I will be playing Curran every single week now. Jack Cogger scored 12. I'm sort of holding on to him, hoping that he gets that 5-8 spot for the Newcastle Knights. Then the hold will be worthwhile. And Daniel Tupu scored a try, 57. And Siwa Wong, 57 as well. Show what he can do in attack a little bit. I just needed him to earn more minutes for the Sydney Roosters. Jem, to his credit, he won that. He scored well, and he's still missing guys. Corey Horsburgh, Connor Watson, Kieran Foran, Phil Sami. So he's got guys to come back as well. So he's sitting in a good little spot, Jem. I think he's won his first two games, the bastard. Considering he doesn't open his fucking phone, he's done well there. Shout out to him. But his team will get better as well the more this season goes. He's also got Billy Burns, who might come in and play on that right edge to replace Britton Nikita. I think they'll go Jack Williams, but Billy Burns might be a shot as well. So, pretty disappointing week as a whole for Supercoach draft, but I am still confident with the direction my team's heading in, the players I've got, the scores they're getting, just not quite putting it together. It's not about how you start, it's about how you finish, but we do need to start winning soon. If I get to week 3 and 4 and I still don't have a win, then panic stations are going to start to set in. Without Marshu, without Britton Nicker, I've lost two of my top three picks for the next few weeks, so I'm going to need to have to make some good decisions with captains. I've got a good enough team to be able to win over the next few weeks. It's just with those injuries, it is going to be tough, but hopefully we can pull a win here or there, get those boys back, and then we can go on a little bit of a run. My halves, as we said in the preseason, it was always going to be a nightmare. I just need one of them to stand up. Hopefully, Hutcho can have a good game against the Titans this week. Hopefully, Bud Sullivan gets an opportunity. But personally, I wouldn't be giving him another opportunity. I would go with Aiden Caesar. So we have got a few issues to sort out. We bed shit on the waiver wire this week. Had a couple of dramas during the week. The night before waiver, forgot to put waivers in. So it meant that I missed out on Max Plath and Galvin, which I should have got one of them, which is very, very disappointing. So we'll see how we go over the next few weeks. We need to make some moves on the waiver. Hopefully Jack Cogger can be the answer. Not a pretty shit week all in all for Supercoach Draft. We need to bounce back over the next few weeks. I think we take on Phil this week, who's got a pretty good side. He actually top scored this week with 938. Pappy went big. Pappy could go big again this week without Munster and Hughes, though. He'll be the main guy for the Melbourne Storm. He has got Jesse Raymond, Cam McInnes, Matt Burton, Stephen Crichton, Isaiah Yeo, Hosking. My God, his team's in form. Joe Tappanay, Phoenix Crossland. He's got Terrell May as well. Shit, this is going to be a tough week. This is going to be a tough, tough week for me. Going to have to pull something deep here. Not to mention he also benched Adam Elliott on the bench, which I get why he did it, who scored 112. So he could have quite easily broken 1,000 if he made the right choices in hindsight, obviously. But yeah, going to be a very, very tough week. I need Scotty Drinkwater to probably go 100-plus this week to give me a sniff. So we'll see how it goes. Big clash against Phil coming up this week.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Fingers crossed we get the job done. Have to make our right team selections. Hopefully team last Tuesday doesn't hurt us too much. Hopefully we pick up a few chicken dinners there. But yeah, an absolute stack to watch this week from a Supercoach draft perspective. And I'll tell you what, we desperately need a bounce back. Stay tuned for next week's review. It could be dire straits, or hopefully we're celebrating our first win against the great Philby Wiley, a two-time premiership winner in the Ash Graham Memorial League, one of the greats in our competition.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.